Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of year again.
Fall time is here.
No, no, not fall time, but Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery. September 15th through 17th, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. 30 to 70% off everything in the store. That's pocket knives, honey knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, and accessories. You can't miss this once-a-year event. So chop, chop, cheeky, and get on down to Knife Fest September 15th through 17th. Come shop Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Bertarelli Cutlery, where there is never a dull moment.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Ah, Susanna Hoffs. Wow, wow, wow. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug LaSalle, and Vaughn with you. Today we're on the road with Ryan Kelly at his world headquarters in Brentwood, the home loan expert. Doug, Ryan Kelly is our title sponsor. And guess what? He's sitting here right now at the conference room table. Hello, Ryan.
Well, boys, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks always... for donuts.
Oh, absolutely. We're going
to
step up our game around
this crowd. I've never heard anything like
that. I had something with a little blueberry flavor to it.
How was it?
It was very nice.
Rays.
Oh, Joe
Rays.
Roderick just walked in. Weird.
Yeah, it's amazing.
This place is getting off control, isn't it? This is quite the party here.
Ryan, you have boxing gloves on the table. It almost makes me think you shadow box when you have a chance.
Well, I have a Playboy on the table, too.
You do? Fairness, I noticed that. Yeah. Is that a recent one?
Absolutely.
No, this
is the,
there's no nudity in there.
No nudity, July and August. And when the front of the new Playboy says the freedom issue, and you look at it and you think it says the free dotum issue, you're brainwashed. Something's going on right there.
You got to get over that.
Boxing gloves, yeah. Those boxing gloves came out of the closet. We came out of the closet. That's good. We had a good marketing campaign, which is currently running, called Knocking Out the Competition. And this was one that we came up with about 2 years ago. We did radio spots, for TV spots. We had everything ready to go. And then somebody that sells furniture came up with a commercial like the day before we launched this whole campaign, going, "Price is so low, we're knocking out the competition." And then he hits one glove up in the air, and the price cuts in half or something. And needless to say, I was pretty upset, and we put this whole knocking out the competition thing on hold. Here we are 2 years later. We launch it. Now there's a fight going to happen.
It was
meant to be held off, and it's meant for now. So I'll give you an update from what I know on the fight.
Okay.
I know that Timmy
fakes in.
Okay,
because
from what I heard last week on the show, there was a bunch of stipulations.
Yeah, he is making demands.
Yeah.
He is
I don't really get demands. That one. I don't fight for fun, so there's got to be a strap on the table, right? I mean,
you want that strap?
Well, who fights for fun?
Doug?
What am I going to do?
Hogan and Rocky Balboa at the start of Rocky III.
Yeah, that was kind of a friendly.
No, that was charity also. Now, Doug, back in your younger days, you would scrap with a guy in a bar just to see who was a better man.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Well, usually I took it to the squared circle. That night I beat Joe Lewis. Yeah, the
strap I remember that. I was there.
Line. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Night. So you want the strap on the line.
I don't fight for fun. You know what I mean? And this whole...
As dumb as this is, he will then use this as a deal breaker. That's what will happen.
It's crazy.
That's dumb as it is, he will use it as a deal
breaker. Here's what it came down to. I said it at Hot Shots. I'm watching your guys' anniversary video. I think there was an 11-year video, right?
Yep.
And I see Timberfake boxing. That's where this all started. I'm like, well, shoot, I like to box, you know? So I start looking into it, and I see he fought producer Joe, and I'm not going to lie, I watched the video. And I was like, I could box, and we could box for charity. You know, I told the story at Hot Shots. It's just the way it went down. So we did. I asked Timberfake if he would fight. He accepted it on your show on the live broadcast. Mm-hmm. I told him the most important thing to me was that there were charity involved and that we raised money for good causes. And we got that now. We have Three Little Birds for Life on board. And we have Friends of Kids with Cancer on board. So we have Friends of Kids. And we have Three Little Birds. So we have the two charity organizations that will benefit from this. It's huge. My initial thoughts are people make a minimum donation of $25 or $35 to one of their sites. Mm-hmm. We get an email with their name that they did that, and then they get a ticket to the fight.
I think that's a nice strategy.
Yeah, so you get 1,000 people that say, hey, I want to come to this fight, and you make a $30 minimum donation to one of those charities. That's 30 grand that's been
like
raised
that.
Straight for those charities.
And you have Danny Mac saying, I want in. Danny Mac says, I want in.
He wants
that right
the
there
call.
Intimidates me. Like, I might not even should be there. If Danny Mac said to call this thing, I'm thinking this is above my pay grade and someone like for real should be fighting, you know? Like, I don't know.
What are you thinking? What do you think is the right venue? Have you had
well, that's where we are now. So we got the we have the boxers, right? We have the fighters.
Yep, Stormy Combatants, Doug.
Mm-hmm. We have the charities, Make-A-Wish. I said it twice. You know, they're on my brain. They always are. I like what they do at Make-A-Wish. But anyhow, Friends of Kids with Cancer, Three Little Birds. So we have the fighters. We have the organizations to pump the dollars to. Now it's where are we going to fight? Mm-hmm. At first, I thought that this would be something like at the Stratford Inn over there on 44.
Right.
I was quickly reminded by your team and some others that this is probably going to be a little bit bigger than Stratford Inn over there on Highway 44. Well, huh. So there's been some ideas floating around about Lemire Place and a couple other bigger casinos.
Wow, wow,
it'd be a single fight. There's no reason to put it like in the middle of 10 different bouts in the night. You just do one big fight. You put a band there, a DJ there. You give out drink coupons when you come in the door. Put Budweiser or somebody else big on that. And then people can come, they can listen to music, they can watch the fight. I promise it should go all five rounds. I don't promise, but it should go about all five to the last few seconds of the fifth round. Oh. But anyhow, please.
My experience as the sweet scientist, a man who knows everything about boxing, I think there should be at least one fight on the undercard, maybe two listeners who don't like each other squaring off. Because what it does is it gets the crowd in the
problem. I'm on that. That is absolutely perfect.
Sounds like you have people in mind.
I we could cross-station this. We could cross-show this.
Wow.
We could do some cool stuff. So undercard with some listeners that don't get along, cool. Undercard with maybe some other radio personalities, cool. Something like that. But what I don't want to do is like have a serious ultimate, MMA-style fight or anything like that where people are like, I didn't come here to watch these clowns fight. I came here to watch these super really good people fight, not these two nutheads out there. So with undercards, I'm all for that. So maybe two or three fights, then we fight. We have producer Joe maybe come back. We could have the Sea Monster.
We could have
Doug and maybe some of the people from the fan pen. We could put some stuff together.
Doug, you and Dotem in the squared circle.
Woo!
Yeah. Well,
he'd
with
be all dialed up, ready to go. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'd wear a light blue tux.
Doug, you would never do that, right?
So
you would never.
I don't think I'll be boxing.
No. I don't think so.
Well, you're going to need metabolic meals if you are.
That's a perfect stipulation.
You're going to need metabolic meals.
Need one meal a day. I go, no. If you're going to do it, then you really need to do it. But that's one of his stipulations. He doesn't want the strap on the line, and he wants the highest caliber trainer possible.
Well, he does. Like, when I heard his comments that he wants the same level of training that I'm going to get, he has the brawler in his corner, right?
The Barnhart Brawler?
Yeah.
No, they're sideways.
Okay, hold on. Who does he have?
Ryan Coyne, the Irish
Outlaw.
That's
it. Oh, he's got the Outlaw in his corner. Like, how does it get more legit than that? Yeah. I don't have the Outlaw with me. I got a couple weights and a bag that I hit on.
But the strap is important to you because I could see this. If you're, you set up all the stuff about the charity and everything because that's number one priority. But then for motivation, as you have to train to get ready, you don't want to be fighting when it's not for the strap.
No one's going to train for real, Jimmy, unless it's a real fight.
Wow,
I wouldn't even know how to start training. I mean, how am I going to squeeze that eighth or ninth push-up in when I'm training?
I wouldn't do that.
Got to get up to number 10.
No, slow down.
Thinking, this is just for fun. Oh, this doesn't mean anything.
But that sounds
like a guy who knows he's going to lose,
talking
trash before, saying this fight is going to be
unbelievable,
for
dog.
Fun.
It's unbelievable.
Man, I'm standing up. I'm getting worked
up. Professional boxing, everybody's got a belt. There's a WBA title, a WBC title. We can have more than one strap.
We can create a new strap. But
Timber Fake can have his own. He's like the lightweight champ. This could be a different division. Yeah,
Jimmy wants to share the strap with me.
I mean, ours is barely a real title anyway, so you can't water
it
down.
Oh, it's a title.
If you water it down any more, then it's just water. So I would say let's figure this out where the strap is on the line.
I think
Tim, as a negotiator, you can make that
happen. We've got to bring the parties to the table. Timberfake wants to get together at Billy G's, sit down with Ryan.
No problem. I love that spot.
Sit down with me. We'll go there. We'll hang out. We'll talk it over, and we'll figure the whole thing out. And we'll get this deal hammered out. Now, when?
I'm thinking February. I'd love to do it in November. Keep this thing going. Keep the hype going. Build it up. Drop the fight in in November. But there's just not enough time to work out the logistics. I didn't make that call. I'm not smart enough to make that call. I'm like, no, we're doing it in November. We're not doing it. And then someone a lot smarter than me, Melissa Margos, just not enough time to put the logistics together. She's a lot smarter in that arena than I am. So I'm like, I bow down. You're right. There isn't. Once she started naming off all the things that have to happen, there wasn't enough time. Then January came up as a possibility. I
you
love
have the AVN awards then.
I love that, but you have the AVM awards, and also my wife is due. We're expecting our third baby like in the middle of January. January 15th is our due date for number three, so that's off the table. I can't have my wife in the hospital. I'm fighting timber fake on the ground. That just isn't going to look good. So then February, you know, and I thought about it. February is a sweet time to do it. You know, people are kind of coming out of the caves from all the partying from the holidays.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, people, I used to be in the bar business. January, February, they're tough, man, because people come out, they ring up the credit cards, they're partying, they're spending money. It starts about now, it ends about New Year's, and then it slumps off. So a good February fight, I see it coming. You know, it's just a great way to start off the year and get it going.
And that's, the main thing is there'll be plenty of time to find matching gold sport coats at a Goodwill somewhere.
It's Kohl's.
That's what the broadcast crew is gonna have to have.
I can't wait for this. I can't
now, how much do you weigh? You might be a little larger
buck
than
65.
A buck 65, but in all fairness, that would probably be my fight weight. I'm sitting about 173 right now.
And Timberfake's about 150.
He weighed 158 for the fight.
So he's 160. Oh, we're with
that's
it.
I he's got to weigh.
That's not
I
big.
I'm not
I
a big
buck
guy.
60. He weighs a lot less than I do.
I'm going to say 140.
I think he's probably in the mid 140s. That'd be my guess.
He's got heavy hands.
He does. He's, a
he's
heavy
got heavy hands.
Heavy hair.
He does have heavy hands.
And he knows no fear.
Can't wait to see those heavy hands. He's got experience in the ring.
Yes, he does.
I got zero. Other than some scrapping in Kirkwood at the Taco Bell on Lindbergh, you know, 25 years ago, that's it.
The one downtown Kirkwood?
The one downtown Kirkwood.
You got in a fight there?
No, that used to be the hangout when I was in school.
Really?
You know? Oh, yeah. And then we'd find out where all the Lindbergh kids were, the DeSmet kids. We'd jump in the car and go fight them. We were bad kids.
You actually got in fights.
We used to get in pickup trucks. We'd all stand in the back, hold on to the roll bar, Casey lights running. You're on their way to the parties to fight. And that's, oh, yeah, all the time in high school.
Really?
Nonstop. But I've never been in a ring. Let's get this back on track. So I've never had that professional boxing. Timberfake,
you're
I don't know.
A street brawler is what you are.
Well.
I wonder how many people Lumiere can hold.
Dude, I'm in a tough business, Doug. This is a fighting business. Everybody's like, I can be the homeowner expert. I can close as many loans. You got to fight every day. So I got some grit in me. And you were saying holding Lumiere. I would say Lumiere can hold a couple thousand. I mean, I'm going to hit up all my past clients. I've got thousands and thousands of past clients that I do emails to. I'm like, here's the deal. I'm coming to fight this guy, and I need you to buy and donate some money. Hopefully people don't go on the minimum donation. They just use that as, hey, I can go see a good fight, good entertainment, maybe have a free drink or two while I'm there. It might cost me $25-$30 for a donation to a great cause that you can write off. But hopefully some people like the cat who has the big money, he can come in a little bit higher.
I have a problem with the because I'm thinking from a marketing standpoint. We need a heel. You're a nice guy. Timberfake 2.0, nice guy.
I think you're wrong on that. I think Timberfake has plenty of people who hate him. Yeah. I think we're good on the heat.
Yeah, I think you're all right with that.
But here's the thing.
I got people that show up at the office to feel my biceps, Tim, you know, like nonstop.
But, Tim, what's the big thing with the hype of fight when there's like a scrap at the weigh-in or something? He has too much respect for Ryan Kelly. He's saying he's a nice guy and everything. You can't have like a weigh-in or one of those pre-fight videos where Ryan says, you know, I hope to win. It's, you know, he's a good guy. We're doing this for charity. And then Timberfake saying, Ryan Kelly's a good guy. We need someone to start trash talk.
Let's walk this thing closer to the fight date, and I'm sure it will amp up a few notches for you. And I'm sure we'll get that trash talk and slapping in the face, stuff like that, moving as we get closer to the fight. We got to get a good weigh-in over at Hot Shots.
You gonna wear headgear? Party. You gonna wear headgear?
Yeah, I don't think so. No, you don't wear headgear.
No,
do you?
You got it.
You
got
do?
To.
Because in Missouri, it's got to be sanctioned, if I'm not mistaken. So we got to follow some rules.
Well, I follow the rules.
I can't remember what it was, but there was some deal with that. Let's see, Doug, how come this fight can't be for who gets to wear the strap on? How hot would it be if that would be the case? That's from the Hills Have Thighs.
All right, he's going to be suspended for an inappropriate question at the press conference. Hills Have Thighs, you've been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. And tomorrow, your name will be
for the cat.
Yeah. Put into the logule.
Will the cat sing Living in America before the fight? You know, that happened with Apollo Creed and Ivan Drago. James Brown performed Living in America.
Hey, Tim, you gauge the people. If the people want it, I'll sing it.
You will sing Living in America. Yeah. Wow, Doug, how wonderful would that be?
I could see you in a velvet sport coat up there singing in the ring.
The Uncle Sam top hat.
I'm going to think about my walkout music.
That's an important decision,
I could put it on the fan pin and put a poll out, but I'm thinking of The Undertaker. Dong!
Wow. Now, what a joke. Joe had It's Dong. Raining Men.
You got to have heart. Got to come out to that. And then he had Party in the – and he won with that. Then he played Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus, and he was vanquished by Timberfake.
Lost the strap.
What was the song?
God, that is the lowest point of his life. next to getting that ankle tat.
I'm surprised he didn't want a rematch. I'm really surprised he didn't want to end on a better note than that.
Well, boy, he's a heavy-handed fighter. Timberfake's got heavy hands.
Heavy hands.
What happens, Ryan, if you lose to this guy?
I've got it all on the line.
Have you thought about this?
Not really, but you know what? If I do lose, it was for the kids. It's for the college kids all the way down to the young kids, and it's going for a good cause. I really, truly, when I first said Hot Shots, I thought we could raise $15,000, $20,000. I'm up in that ante closer to $30,000.
Man.
So to raise $30,000 for the fight against cancer – if I lose, I lose. I can tell you what, if I lose, I'll pick myself back up, demand a rematch, and fight again. And this time we'll raise money for Wounded Warriors or do something a little
bit different. Maybe you could find some of those Olympic boxing officials. So even if you get knocked out, you're still declared the winner.
I'm not going to get knocked out.
Yeah, we don't. Plus, Doug,
time
don't,
talking about these weird scenarios.
We don't need the whiff of impropriety right now.
Doug, what kind of evening gown are you going to wear?
Who was that, Tim?
That's the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Hipster Tower Grove South, also suspended. Also suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Llewellyn, for the pub.
I want to see Doug in a thong as the ring guy. Thanks. That's from the Wilmore Park bathroom attendant.
We've got some ring girls already on our radar.
I bet you're doing just fine in that department.
We've got a girl. She's a local DJ, disc jockey. She's on a different station. It's a good station. It kind of looks like yours without the HD on it. She does a mid-time show. She wants to get involved.
Are
yes.
you serious?
Oh, 100%. I was talking over the weekend.
Can
she's
I say
a ring
the
girl.
Names? I
Absolutely.
So Lux wants to be a ring girl?
Lux has been in talks with me about being a ring girl. We have
how
Katie at the front here talking about being a ring girl.
How about this? You're already on it.
That's why I got to get to fifth round. Yeah. You know? Because I got all these people that want to be Doug will be in an evening gown. I'm going to wear one of those mink things with a mink hat.
I will not be in an evening gown.
You can wear the big mink hat and the mink fur coat and sit up front.
I like that.
All right. Anything else before I get back to work?
Yeah, I know. I think we've covered
I could do
all.
This all day with you guys,
they
but
were
unfortunately.
To play your theme there, right?
Oh, go ahead. Let's hear the dong.
Plowsy, hit that again with the bells part.
There it is.
Doug, there it is. Undertaker's on his way in.
That's the beauty.
Wow.
There's the walkout music right
this
there.
This one gets you ready to go, would it?
Anything's going to get me ready to go.
And you're demanding that the strap be put on the line.
I don't fight for fun.
All right.
Okay. No one. I don't expect people to put money on the table and support charities for fun.
Right.
They got to come to see a fight.
I think it's a legitimate request.
I'll get him his metabolic meals. He lets me fight for real.
Okay, nice. We're making progress. We're negotiating right now.
It's
this
a
is
give
good.
And take, Tim.
There
give and
go. Take. He's got his metabolic meals.
But now if you win the strap, would you go back in the ring?
100%. As long as it's for a good cause,
wow.
I'll do it again.
Wow.
All right. Boys, enjoy the donuts. Enjoy the
the
freedom issue of Playboy non-nudity. Enjoy the nice conference table. There's nothing
this.
Much in there. It's kind of like looking at FM or what was it? HM
FHM. They still make that?
Like I read a lot of magazines.
Yeah, I know. Really
does anybody anymore they, really?
Did they?
I read problems.
Did they do away with the Playboy logo? Because didn't I used to see the there's no logo. With
guy
the,
sells his house. He got rid of the nudity. I mean, life was good for so long, but now it just seems so different.
Yeah, the bunny. You
could
always used to find the bunny on the cover somewhere.
He's got to be 100 years old by now.
Pretty close, yeah. But he still has some girls running around, doesn't he?
Boy, he's
but now,
lived,
yeah, but line. Now, but now he lives in an efficiency. I think he's out of the mansion.
He gets to stay at the crib
oh, he does.
Until he dies.
Yeah, I saw that. He does. Somebody bought it, and he gets to stay there.
Oh boy,
the
from Wrigley Chewing Gum or what? I forget the name. Hostess, don't throw me on the bus. I'm going to get in trouble here. But Dad owns a big hedge fund. They buy out some of these companies. The kid lives next door to Hugh. Bought it for like $100 million. Hugh gets to stay there through his elderly years.
You buy a place for $100 million.
I'm looking out the window, waiting for the hospital to get that dude out of my house all day long. Yeah. Has he died yet? You know, where's the ambulance?
When I took the tour of the Stars home in L.A., I saw it, and right like two doors down is where Dean Martin lived, I guess, for years. And across the street, they said Mel Gibson lives there.
Nice,
quite the little neighborhood.
Well, this Hugh Hefner, the neighbor who bought it, the properties were supposed to be together as one. You had the main house, and then you had the guest house, and the kid has the guest house. So the original architecture was to combine property, but they went broke or something when they were building it. They split them up. So they're actually claiming they're uniting the Playboy Mansion together with the sister property. They're putting this all back together. Who knows? I just feel sorry for my kids who won't get stalk these parties they used to have at the Playboy Mansion. I'll stalk them from a far distance of St. Louis on my social media.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, what are they going to have now? Where are all the girls running around half naked and all the superstars and movie stars going to hang out there and partake in all those fun stuff? So
I expect people like me can watch. I expect they found somewhere else to do that.
Yeah, Washington
probably
Avenue.
Probably Charlie Sheen's house.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen, right?
No, there's an Applebee's right like a quarter mile away.
Yeah, and that's a pony.
Everybody knows about that. All right, I got to get going. Thank you, boys.
There he is. Ryan Kelly. Boy, he's getting ready to get in the squared circle.
Could we see some shadow boxing?
Lining up a date.
Could we see a little shadow boxing technique?
Shadow boxing when I heard you on the break. Look at that.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, that's an
uppercut.
He's got
the speed. He's got the speed.
Yeah, he's hit the dry. He's hit the drywall.
He's got the speed.
Uppercut is his thing.
This might not go five rounds. Yeah. This might not go five rounds.
Yeah. Oh, boy, he's got
that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at this.
Boy, that does
Sea Monster is getting video. My God.
Yeah, looks like the uppercut is his
There's a lot more enthusiasm from his camp than there was from producer Joe's camp.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, he was hitting the drywall over there, toughing his hands.
I wonder, you got that video there, Sea Monster? Sea Monster's on.
You know, Tim, what you have here is a classic confrontation. You have speed against the raw power of Timberfake. Yeah. Guy with heavy
hands is what he's got. A couple of big clubs.
And you have a guy who,
who
may be in
it
just to get metabolic meals. We're not really sure about the motivation of that. But
Doug, the strap thing is going to be an issue. I can already see it coming.
Well, I think we could have maybe an intercontinental belt or something.
No.
Yeah, WWE sort of belt. Gets around it by creating universe belts.
This could be the KFNS belt, yeah. And Timberfake has something else, the morning
like
after
I said,
belt.
If the belt is virtually meaningless to begin with, watering it down.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not necessarily at the negotiating table with a, you know, sophisticated mindset.
And when you're dealing with boxers, you got to say you get a belt and you get a belt and you get a belt.
But here's the thing. I think when you sit down at the table, you go, hey, Ryan's going to pick up the tab for your metabolic meals. So you'll get that and you can have your sexy coffee. I think you can sell it.
Yeah. The thing is that he weighs 145. It's not like he's in a spot where he needs to peel off 20.
No. And he's got to stop some of this carousing at night. He's got to get in shape.
Well, he did last time.
Yeah, he did.
Doug, the belt should be considered vacated by now anyway. That's from the Hunchback of Von Kahn.
Well, it hasn't been defended in years.
I know.
Yeah, but it's not by the strap holder's fault.
He's wanted to fight.
Yeah, and we just haven't really had a need for it.
He wanted to fight the Barnhart Brawler.
I was looking at dates here. Jennings says he would like to do a foot fetish Friday in the ring with the ring girls. Just texted me that.
Thank you for that. He's probably
now, February 3rd, that's the weekend of the Super Bowl. I would like to go to the Super Bowl this year. We've never done that as a show. What do you think about that, Seamaster? Yeah. Seamaster's ignoring me.
Where is it this
year? Just of a hot take on war.
Well, I was posting that video to the fan page of Ryan Shadowboxing.
Are you saying that we're going to get a chance to interview Wayne Krabet by going to the Super Bowl?
City of Houston, I assume it's pretty close to everything. When you go to Houston, do you stay downtown now, or do you stay with the Cardinals, I'm asking? Do you stay downtown, or do you go out? Because it used to be they used to stay out with the Galleria.
I didn't go on that last one. I don't know. It's been I did go. Where
were you downtown by Minute Maid Park? Because it used to be, they used to be at a West and the Galleria, it was called.
Yeah, they've got a different one now.
Anyway.
I can't remember, but it's,
unlike last year or like New York 2 years ago, you know, everything will be in the concentrated area, central time zone, it would work. I'd be interested in doing that. I think we could do well from a business standpoint on it. Wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah, it's
used
close.
To be,
I can't remember what
like, people
would
want to go to like the party, and I'm just like, okay, at this point I'll be 40 then. It'll be understood. I'm not, you know, going to see what Dennis Rodman's up to at the Maxim party. I'll be fine just hanging out. And I think it'll be good. So I don't know if doing February 3rd would make sense because that's Super Bowl weekend. And then we get into when we're down at spring training. So maybe February 10th? Might be the move. That's a Friday night. And then after that, it's spring training time, boys. So
What you got to do is work out this potential snafu with the belt.
Yeah, I know.
Make sure it's for the belt.
It's not going to be easy, Doug. It's not going to be easy.
No.
You tell Timberfake, too, for motivation to get in shape, you got to have the belt on the line. If you're doing a fight where your championship is not at stake, you can't get motivated,
Or maybe
Doug.
Strippy strap. Strippy strap away from him.
I like that. Strip his strap.
Strippy strap.
That's fun. It's a fun
thing. He's not defended the strap. Strippy strap.
So if you strip his strap, and then who do you get to fight? Calvin May? Is that who?
No. It's got to be someone in the same weight division. It's just when I look at him, Ryan looks bigger to me than Timberfake. And I think he might have 20 pounds on him.
Barnhart Brawler says Christopher has been challenged 5 times and never defended a strap. It should be vacated.
Strippy strap.
Strip a strap.
Yeah, I don't think that's it's not his fault. There's always a lot of talk. If a legitimate fight proposal was offered to Timberfake and he had turned it down, but he did not.
We tried to get him to fight Weezer many times.
Well, he didn't know who Weezer was.
This for real.
But he did.
This for real. if we could put it in a place that holds a couple thousand, we would fill it.
Yes.
I don't know where. You know, I don't know. I mean, obviously,
if you didn't have it at some
somewhere, would have a couple thousand.
The university high school.
I have a feeling they wouldn't want anything to do with it.
Probably CBC then.
if you don't, if it wasn't at a strip club, I would go if I was free. I would like to see.
Yeah, it's not going to be a strip club. It's not going to be a strip club. It's like, I mean, not because I'm on some moral high ground, obviously. Doug, I'm what they call a pervert heathen boy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But we just couldn't fit enough people. And plus, sometimes we've had trains block the access.
Yeah, that's the problem I encountered. I had to crawl through a boxcar to get there.
What about getting Thunder Down Under as the ring girls?
Is that possible? Oh, my gosh!
That would probably cost a little extra money.
Barnard Brawler says, I was legitimate. It never happened. It should be vacated.
Ah, stop.
Strippy strap is what he's saying.
Wait, so you agree with the Barnhart Brawler?
You guys have common ground now?
I'm not sure he got very close with the Barnhart Brawler, but certainly we tried for months to get him to fight Weezer.
Yeah, but he didn't know, if you recall, he didn't know who Weezer was.
That's what he kept saying.
Guy is funny.
Tim, you finna bring that picnic table to Super Bowl week? It's from Stubby Applause.
You can probably find one down there. I imagine Houston has picnic tables.
Last time we were in Houston, we did it outside a Mexican restaurant.
Like the
not even
LCS.
In the restaurant, outside at a table.
What kind of
tumbleweeds?
What kind of goofball travels with his own picnic table?
Bob Newhart used to do that.
He didn't.
Tim, have the fight at St. Gabe's Gym. It had the highest attendance in Missouri sports history for the 1993 seventh grade basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't fit a couple thousand in there.
Get over yourself, Brawler. That comes from Eric, 1121.
How about that, Brawler?
What about the lower bowl of Chaffetz Arena? Wow, wow.
Well,
wow.
I don't know that you need 10,000. I don't know that you could quite do that. Just the rent alone would wipe out the money going to the charity.
Yeah, but maybe they'd be so honored to have it, they'd give us
I really don't think so.
What if we just have it at Forest Park without a permit and just show up and do it?
Oh, yeah.
Probably get away with that. Probably have it on the tennis court right there. Although you're talking February, it might be a little chilly.
It's like one of those street brawls with Kimbo Slice that they have on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Just all of a sudden a match breaks out.
Shadow boxing when I heard you on the radio. Oh, just don't know. LL Cool J. Mama said knock you out. Doug, was that 93?
I don't know 91. The year, Tim. I don't know the year.
What was your favorite LL Cool J song?
Around the Way Girl.
The one he just did. The one he just did was really, really fabulous.
Didn't he do Going Back to Cali?
He did.
Yeah, I like that one. That was sort of my jam.
Well, pink cookies in a plastic bag, getting crushed by buildings.
Yeah, I don't know.
Boy, those are clever lyrics.
Boys, head south. I'm sure Arnold Park could hold 10,000 for you.
Arnold Park.
Great sexy folk. That's from Boylman.
It's got to be indoors if it's going to be in the winter. Mm.
Guys, just check. Chaffetz is open on 210.
Well, I'm sure it is, but it's too expensive.
They might donate it.
They won't donate
charity.
It.
Hey, Sea Monster, is my name saved yet, or do I still need to sign my text? Thanks. That's Juan from PP Corp. And yes, Juan from PP Corp is saved in the new text inbox. The number is 855-282-8255. Also, we have our email today coming up. Plowhawk will be on the reads because we're at Ryan Kelly's world headquarters. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Send them in. You got about 5-10 more minutes. 3 Bud Bash tickets for the Cardinals and Cubs tomorrow is the prize. Because your mattress comes direct from the factory, Mattress Direct doesn't have an inventory to manage. No inventory means that there's no need to push any one product. Sleep Specialist will get you the one that's right for you. If you wouldn't buy something that was the wrong size or didn't serve you right just because it was on sale, it doesn't make sense to do that with a mattress because Mattress Direct has the factory direct, lowest price every day. Their sleep specialist can focus on getting you the right bed instead of playing sales games. Any bed you choose will be the lowest price. Don't get them confused with the other guys. Mattress Direct is the only place in town that has the lowest possible price every single day. Support the sponsors. Make sure you're going to Mattress Direct. No one is going to twist your arm at Mattress Direct over sales and gimmicks. They're just there to help you find the bed that's right for you. That's because they order your mattress direct from the factory, meaning they don't have to pressure you to buy a certain bed just because they need to clear out inventory. Mattress Direct, the bed you want, made for you, direct from the factory, Mattress Direct. Bought Lou Fest tickets just to see Tim. Unfortunately, I didn't get a glimpse. Maybe next year. Sad face. That's from Rodney.
Bless it.
Thoroughly.
He wasn't interested in the musicians. He wasn't in the music.
I was only there on Saturday.
Just to see you.
Timberfake was there to see Hannah. She left before they got a chance to meet. That was supposed to be a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
She avoided said thing. Mm-hmm. He was disappointed, but then he just, like I said, he just went to spitting game.
Just plowed on.
He did. Yep. He really did.
Well, to all those people that went to Lou Fest hoping to see you and didn't get a chance, I feel very sorry.
A big, giant, frowny face.
Yeah.
Not just from Rodney, but from all of us.
Guys, I challenge Big Al and Barnhart Brawler to a scrap. They can be in the ring at the same time, too. Wow.
Huh. Who's that from?
Dr. Nomar Azplay.
Kind of a handicap match.
I like what the young broads are wearing these days. I saw a lot of TNA at Lou Fest. Thanks. Like that Steven Wilde, but a 46-year-old father of four.
What the young girls are. The young girls have always worn pretty revealing clothing. That's been going on for a long time now.
Hey, Tim, is my name saved? Thanks. That's from Kent.
So everyone's going to write in now and ask if their name is saved, because that makes them cool. That puts them on the inside.
I just want to hear Tim say their
name. My name's saved, too.
That's why people are registering for the fan pin.
It's just disappointing.
See, Lester just posted the video of Ryan Kelly shadowboxing.
He looks pretty good, doesn't he? Boy, it looks like he can handle himself.
Boy, I don't think Timberfake is scared, though. Doug, I'm going to have to.
Manchild 79 says Timberfake finna get washed.
Based on the video?
Yeah. Wow, look at, boy, that right is strong.
Yeah, it's a good uppercut. Catch you right on the chin with that thing, and down you go like a ton of bricks.
Doug, as you know, the key is punching straight. As you know that, Doug. That's the best move. Punch straight, keep your eyes open. Get after him.
Well, that uppercut, though, that's not a straight punch, but, boy, that can be deadly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Especially if you're not looking.
Can you imagine how loud the place would be if Ryan Kelly knocked out Timberfake with an uppercut? That'd be like Freeze's home run again.
But they have to have headgear.
They do.
You
can still get knocked
on
Queer Street. I'm telling you, if Timberfake and Producer Joe were a six-round bout, Producer Joe would still have that strap.
You think so?
Yep. Yeah, Timberfake was about to go down.
Well, then maybe it should just be as many rounds to a finish.
I don't know if
like
that
would get gladiators.
I don't know
John L. Sullivan.
And if it goes too long, that everyone just looks to Tim and he holds up his thumb, whether it's up or down.
Right.
The emperor.
He should be on some sort of throne.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Thank you.
Someone has to bring a throne to this so that Tim can sit there with a crown on his head. One of those old Burger King crowns
and
that they used to give
And he should be carried into the arena.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because if I say it, it sounds arrogant, mm-hmm. but I agree with you.
I came to the fight just to see Tim.
Doug, this just got sent in because the Plowhawk was talking about MILF age. A MILF is a sexy mother over the age of 45. If you're 20, you're just a hoe with a baby. Thank you. That's from Lord M.
You got to be over 45?
35, baby, 35.
Well, you said 45.
Then I read it improperly.
All right.
Doug can use my face as a throne. Thanks, Webster Wienpeeker.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Webster. You know what? You've been suspended for that. Webster Wienpeeker has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
I want to fight the SEMO alum, and when I win, Tim will allow me back on the fan page. That's from Coach Tim. A lot of people beg to get on the fan page. Well, if they're fake accounts or if they're people that I've had to block from my personal fan page, then they're out.
Sure.
I mean, you got to be really like.
What, your personal fan page?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you mean?
I mean, Twitter can be, you know, the cowardly move because you can have an anonymous name. But to like have your real name with like your pictures of your family, you know, in a verse from the Bible, and then still attack people on your Facebook page, and then I block. And then you're pissed that you're blocked from the fan page. Well, I mean, that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Double blocker.
It's a double blocker, Doug. It's a double blocker.
Moral question. I have, as you know, like 16 Twitter accounts, but I don't attack people. I just praise myself so it looks like it's coming from outside sources.
I see.
Well, right? That's okay, right?
Yeah, retweet it a few times. Yeah. Oh, I think we all do that. Yeah.
Tim, charge $100 per fan who wants to carry you in. I'll facilitate and take 75%. That's from the Black Yeshiva alum.
I would love to see if that's. Would you pay $20
yes,
to see carry Tim?
By a couple of shirtless, muscled boys.
I can wear one of those things that they wore in the Roman Empire. They were like leaves. They were like a crown.
What's that called?
What was that called? Nurse? Plowhawk, do you know what that was called?
I think it was called a Crown of Leaves.
Back
in the day, some of the gentlemen wore a little eyeliner, so you might
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Anna Marie and I could be carried in, and she could be wearing a crown of leaves with me, and we'll be in thrones. I like. Is that self-indulgent, though?
I don't think so.
Gentlemen, no. I believe that's called a laurel wreath.
That's right. Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I think it's called a wreath of leaves.
Tim, I'll pay to carry you in. That's from Grimy from South County.
That has to happen. It absolutely has to happen.
And then in between Anne Marie and Tim, there's a few gentlemen, gentlemen sprawled around.
They need to give the old fireman's carry where they lock their arms and you sit up there on the arm as you're walked into the arena.
I would pay to see that.
I would too.
So I don't have to sign the end of my text. I can use that extra space for vileness. Doug slapped my taint?
No. Who?
That comes from my shave, my balls. Yeah, right for this.
Shame for this. Suspended, 2 days' time. That'll stop some of that.
That's a big deal that the text can be recognized?
Now I guess people that know then. Tim, I'll carry your queen, brah. You can trust me not to take liberties. That's from Manchild 79.
Not to take liberties.
Chrissy Runner Girl says, can I fan you with one of those big leaves? That's a good idea. Yeah. I need that. I need to be fed.
Yes, you do. And probably have some grapes.
I'll feed Tim grapes during the match. That comes from Jeff with no G.
Yeah, we're thinking alike.
Are you texting in now?
No.
Yeah, that should be as big a part of this event as the fight. Yep. Tim being
carried in
and
throne.
Fed figs.
You think we can get Joshua to do some performing? Can he do Living in America? If we can find him.
Boy, that'd be nice. Okay, I'm on board.
This is really starting to turn into one fine event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Need some planning.
Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, I really don't know you, sir.
That's all right.
That's Jay. What's Jay Randolph?
Guys, Doug can ride into the arena on my face. That's from the hipster Tower himself.
Boy,
we already kind of already had a theme.
Hipster, well, he'd already been suspended, Tim, so now the charges are troubled. He suspended a period of 6 days' time.
I'm supporting Josh. Out of town supporting Josh. Yeah, I might as well support too.
He's supporting Josh.
Out of town supporting Josh.
No, he said Yao Ming, who happens to be from out of town.
I didn't know Yao Ming spoke like perfect English. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew it was English. I didn't know it was perfect.
It's pretty close to perfect. I saw him at the Hall of Fame ceremony the other night. It was really funny.
He did good material?
Yeah. It was funny. I didn't realize that his English
Graham Benzinger had to go back to China to update his story on Yao Ming. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. I know.
Tim, I'll anoint thy with oil. That's from Barbara.
It's going to be a lot of people dropping their hosannas at your feet.
I honestly, if I were an executive with Inside STL, I would try to monetize. I would charge $20 and see how many people would pay to carry Tim in. Like you could have, all right, these are the carriers. They paid $20 a piece. The oil anointers paid $25, and the grape feeders pay $30. Tim, you could raise a couple extra grand that way. Like I want to be a grape feeder. I want to be a grape. That's $30, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, can you have Sassy Cassie be in attendance as the court jester?
Oh, no, that's not nice.
I think we'll do it, though. Hey, Tim, two questions. Is my name saved, and can I fight Doug's butt with my tongue? Thanks. That's from the Soulard Twink Boy. Your name's not
that.
Saved,
that's
but I can see Monster go save it right now. Look at him. He's nodding like, yep, I'm on it.
Soulard Twink Boys.
Sailor Jerry Spice Rum is the official spice rum of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Tease Farms, the sponsor of the Captain's Log. Gabe DeArmond, brought to you by Bud Light. Derek Gould, this Cardinal Report brought to you by Hot Shots. DraftKings. Play your fantasy football there. That's right, at DraftKings, the destination for one-week fantasy football. Use the code QUARTERBACK and play in this weekend's free $100,000 contest. No deposits required, so they're doing it again this weekend. That's quarterback at DraftKings.com. Now, eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Tim, you should have small Asian boys lay across the ground you were walking on. That's from Bunchy Donovan's Priest. Guys, my name is saved because I text in all day long like an effing loser. That's from Steve in Wildwood.
Boy, he's been busy this morning.
Yes, he has.
Well, you don't have to do much when you appraise houses. You get a couple comps, you drive by, you look at it, you say you spent 6 hours doing it. Well, one next door sold for $350. Yours is worth $355. All right, let's break for lunch.
Doug, I made out with a 50-year-old MILF a few years ago back at a local Wildwood hotspot. I was 21 at the time. Do you have a problem with that? That's from Vaney Vince.
No, I don't have a problem with that, Vince.
You're not judging others, Doug.
No, whatever. Whatever makes you happy. Just don't hurt other people. And why was he called Vaney?
Clip that off.
Rube.
Plowhawk, do you have emails at your disposal?
I do.
Well, all right, then.
Seemed like you're unsure of it. That's kind of an insta-call. It's a yes or no, but are you sure you have them?
I'm just getting the music prepared and ready to go.
All right. Well, I'm gonna tell people about Michael's Flooring, and that's going to give you a little more time. Doug, Michael's Flooring Outlet has four great locations. Now, they're local. Their customer service is what separates them from everybody else. Their employees, they're perfect for the do-it-yourselfers or the contractors. There's so many things that go into a purchase, but go to the other guys first. Then come to Michael's. You're going to see a difference. They have four locations in St. Charles County, in North County, in West County, and in Darden Prairie. You can find out more about them at michaelsflooringoutlet.com. Support the sponsors. Without the sponsors, we go away. Can you imagine if the show would go away?
Yeah, I think about it a lot.
What?
I think about it quite a bit.
But then,
yeah, then there wouldn't be so many people suspended. People would be more free to lead their lives instead of serving their suspensions.
There'd be people that enjoy listening to you because you're a funny guy, and they would be denied that. Think about that.
Mm. I'm looking at a rather lengthy suspension list right here. That's all I see.
Hey, let's hold off on the puff till you're done with the emails.
I forgot. See, Martin, my mic was off. Apparently the pot was up, and you guys can hear me. I'm not
Doug,
sure
pot
you can
down.
Hear it over the air. But my apologies.
We heard that.
I had a phlegm in my throat.
Emperor Timothy, Caesar. Maybe we have gladiator matches. We could put Brawler, Big Al, Timberfake, and a couple of tigers in the ring. It comes from Big Hoss.
Nice. Not a horrible idea. You think there's going to be some other texters and callers who are going to want in on the fracas? And have
yeah,
about?
I mean, SEMO alum is really sideways with the fan page.
Is he?
Yeah.
You get a couple of.
But he's kind of a bigger guy. Not
what about Big Al versus someone? Big Al would do it.
Because the Brawler has people who dislike him. Him and SEMO alum would be a good bout. But Brawler is more like my size. SEMO alum's a bigger dude, taller, probably weighs a little more. You got to make it work. I mean, Ryan Kelly at $165 and Timberfake around $155 when the fight goes down. That's not bad.
I don't know if Big Al could do it. I know if you have to sanction them for insurance purposes, at some point you reach an age where they will not sanction the fight.
No, they're in.
Look at Brawler. He's younger, right?
Yep.
Against someone. I'm sure there's someone wants to fight him.
Wow, Stephen Wildwood goes after you, Doug. Yes, the intelligence level of an appraiser is well below a local sports idiot.
What the other houses sell for on this block? Okay, let's say this one's worth the same thing. Okay, let's break for lunch.
How about this? What do we put in the show? There's a VO of a high school game. Okay, let's break for lunch.
Really?
How about
That's
this? How about this? The Barnhart Brawler has just texted in and said, I don't care what he weighs, I will take him. The SEMO alum has just been put on notice. War damn Red Hawk?
Really?
That would be a good bout. There's
yes,
hate there. There is hate
yeah.
there.
Both Southern boys. One down around Cape.
Our listeners are a bunch of toughs out there, aren't they?
Damn, how about Brawler? Guys, Big Al would die of a heart attack within 5 minutes, so let's make sure we get this back to
Oh. See, now that was mean-spirited.
You ready, Plowhawk?
Let's do the damn thing.
Oh, come on.
There you go. Good for you. All right, email of the day. Cardinal tickets on the line. Cardinals and Cubs tomorrow. 3 Bud Bash tickets. Jim Edmonds' mini bobblehead on the line. Go ahead, bring the heat.
All right. I don't know what kind of woman doesn't respond to the line, are you a big fan of Tim McKernan? It gets me to drop my jorts for Doug 60% of the time. It works every time. That is from the mayor of St. Chuck.
Mayor of St. Chuck.
Morn. As I sit atop my seat last eve at Busch Stadium, I realized that baseball just wasn't giving me that rush that I so desperately yearned for. I take a bite, or two. More of my cheese fries. Before I turn around and place them on the tank lid, I pull my soiled jean pant back up, flush the toilet, and head toward the urinals. I approach the first attractive twink I see. He's got his pants around the ankles, resting his forearms against the wall whilst he urinates. In one swift motion, I grabbed his denim shirt and dropped the top of the baby changing station. I mount him ever so gently so I can use the small of him back to dip my fries into the cheese. Think about it. That is from Tunnels, 12,000.
Tunnels, 12,000.
It's very vile, Doug, and it doesn't seem to bother you.
I wasn't paying attention.
Hi, Filth Boys. It's me, Cucky. I had a family dilemma happen recently, and I could use the expertise of three wise men. My wife angrily came up to me and says, "Have you been looking up porn on the iPad?" Panic surged through my body like in eighth grade when my mom found it, my AOL lesbian chat room pics on the family computer. Then I realized I hadn't had time to look up porn in a coon's age. I grabbed the tablet and Sherlocked the search history. I have a non-coincidental six-year-old son, so I needed to get to the bottom of this. The history went as follows. Elmo videos. Elmo songs. Katy Perry sings with Elmo. Katy Perry has big boobs. Trampoline girls with big boobs. That was it. I was so proud. My son had an eye for talent. What I'm really worried about is that my wife thinks girls on trampolines are considered porn, and the fact that she thinks that would be enough for me to complete my J-sesh is troublesome. Because if she saw that I had Jewish uncut stepdads with premarital dwarfism in my history, I think it might be the end of us. I love you, honey. That is from Fresno, Cucky.
It's awful long.
Fresno,
Cucky. It was long, yes. Doug, why must you continue to deny on air my true form that we used to spend so many hot, sweaty, sleepless date nights together? Your sweet siren and mistress, that is from Ladyboy Journalism.
Ladyboy Journalism. Are there any good ones there, Plops?
Not really. Guys, Plops here. I saw that video of Hillary Clinton doing the stanky leg and then dropping... good one. And then dropping like a pile of secondhand butt plugs on the sidewalk yesterday. I knew either one of those two things had to be taken place. Scenario one. Doug had popped her with a poison blow dart from the bushes across the street. Scenario two. Doug had turned himself invisible and flat out walked up to her and sucker punched her in her temple. Oh yeah, I don't think Doug can make himself invisible. How else do you explain the first 15 years of his television career in St. Louis? Sure, he was technically there, but nobody ever noticed. Either way, I support his decision and lifestyle. Thanks, Misty Plops.
Wow, lifestyle.
Wow.
Misty Plops.
I have a decently long one here about Swoop's picks, if you want to hear it.
Who's it from?
Jack Kinghoff.
Okay.
I had to put a space there. Hey, guys. Wonderful. I really enjoyed Swope's picks this weekend. I podcasted like the Dickens for this show for a couple of different times already. Like most great Americans, I know Deke Dotum Saga like the back of my hand. But there are so many other great memories wrapped into the Dotum story. I forgot that email of the day used to have a theme. First, it was what I call the glory hole era, followed immediately by what I like to call the diaper era. Sure, these subjects are now considered too vile to revisit, but it was a different time. Days when phrases like butt fro and toot sleeve brought us together as a community. Also, what happened to such great emailers as TFK, Stephen Clayton, or KMFP? Where have you gone, Uncle Grupus? Finally, we heard from the man himself, Deke Dotum. One-on-one with Buck Swope via crappy phone connection was magical, emotional, everything. I think old Deke summed it up perfectly when he had the courage to say what we've all been thinking. Those Warenberg passes are coveted prizes. Thanks. Best wishes, Jack Kinghoff. And that's what we have.
Jack Kinghoff.
I don't even put a check mark down, so I have no...
Well, voice, it wasn't a great batch. I probably should have prefaced that, but...
Misty Plops' email got off to a good start. It got off the rails there at the second half, but the beginning of it was good, so I'll vote Misty Plops.
Then... You have to vote, Tim. I
guess I'll go Plops. I'm surprised. Usually I'm pretty impressed.
I had no vote. Did you have... You were just trying to expedite it, weren't you?
I had Misty Plops stood out. I didn't think Jack Kinghoff was too bad. Yeah.
All right. Plops, congratulations.
Doug, what happened, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Maybe there's the fact that we're at Ryan Kelly's today.
It was the read.
Feel like they should.
No, I think
wasn't
no.
The read.
I don't think it was a read. I think it's the fact that the Rams are playing tonight, and
people are focused on the big game with the Niners. All right, this is the Lions' Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. It's Bradford Bruns and Randy Molman in for Frank today. He is off, and it is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Lion's Choice. 25 locations. They keep opening them up. People keep going because those roast beef sandwiches are second to none. Pretty good.
That's true.
Right, that's actually true.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Time for us to shut it down. Enjoyed the program today for the Plowhawk and Iggy back in the 590 The Fan studios. For the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside STL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC studios today on the road at Ryan Kelly's world headquarters in Brentwood.